AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jennifer and James Crumley are being sentenced today near Detroit.
You have failed your son and you have failed us all.
They were convicted for their roles in the attack by their teenage son, Ethan, that killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. Justin Schilling was one of the students killed. Jill Suave is his mother.
This failure had deadly consequences that can never be undone, that can never be made right. I am asking, Your Honor, for the maximum sentence allowed.
Prosecutors want at least 10 years in prison each. They say the parents failed to safely store a gun and could have prevented the shooting by removing Crumley from school on the day of the shooting. Leaders, including Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, are testifying at a Senate hearing about the Pentagon budget, as questions remain as to whether lawmakers will support current spending needs for Israel or Ukraine. Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker is worried about what may be ahead.
Armed conflict is ongoing in multiple continents. Regional instability threatens peace and prosperity and freedom around the world, and several malign nations are forming a new axis of evil. We're approaching a window of maximum danger.
Conflicts in Ukraine and Israel are challenging a deeply divided Congress. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron is in Washington, pressing senior Republicans to unlock money for Ukraine after meeting a skeptical Donald Trump in Florida. Police on Long Island say a driver led them on a 45-minute, at times high-speed chase, drove off a 100-foot cliff into Long Island Sound, and survived. Officers dived in, pulled the driver out, and arrested him. Beyonce is making history once again. Her latest album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, hit number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart, making her the first black woman to top that chart since its 1964 inception. This is AP News. There is a shortage of mosquito repellent.
That may not sound like a big problem, but Argentina has been wrestling with its worst outbreak of dengue fever in recent memory. And bug spray has become this season's hot ticket item. So hot that it's sold out in virtually all Buenos Aires stores and going for exorbitant prices online, in some cases as much as 10 times the retail value. The government's been busy battling sky-high inflation and near-daily protests, but now it's being forced to deal with this. Last week, authorities lifted import restrictions on foreign-made mosquito repellents to boost supply and announced they would ramp up production at local labs. I'm Rita Foley.
Lawmaker Simon Harris was elected Ireland's prime minister by a vote in parliament, becoming at 37 Ireland's youngest ever leader. He was first elected to parliament at 24. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.